Now, new, live, and local, and every weekday from 8 to 9 a.m. This is the show talking about what you want to know, what you need to know, and part of Woof Boom Radio's mission to use our voice to build our community. The all-new Delaware County Today, now on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Here's your host, Director of News Operations and lead morning anchor, Steve Lindell.
People are talking about the candidate forum tonight. It's live on WMUN. They're talking about the weather, but more about Monday's weather because of that thing that's happening. We're going to go old school to try to deal with what might need to be mitigated. More on that in a moment. And we have much more to cover. I'm Steve Lindell. Good morning, 8:06. We're live on WMUN, April the 4th. This is Thursday morning, right? Yes, it's so hard to keep track. So many things are going on, moving parts and so on. Let's get the weather first. Meteorologist Paul Poteet always has that for us.
Good morning. We're locked into our chilly pattern. The winds may be a little less strong today than they were yesterday, but they're still going to be gusting at times above 20 miles an hour. So that should give us a wind chill near or below freezing all day long. High of 42. Snow showers in the morning, rain showers this afternoon, maybe some rain and snow showers tonight and tomorrow. Low tonight, 33, 46 on Friday. Clearing colder Friday night in the upper 20s, and then mostly sunny, 52 Saturday, and Sunday showers, 54. But here's the good news for eclipse day. At the moment, it looks partly sunny with a high near 70.
Woo! Meteorologist John Catino is here. What is your forecast coming from the National Weather Service? There's a bunch of percentages floating around, right? What are they saying lately?
There are. And you know, they've been trending down, but it's funny because, like I said, it's all these percentages. So they're telling us we'll have a 50% chance of only 30% cloud coverage at 2 o'clock on that day.
Well, what about 3?
Well,
come on now. Is it changing?
I'm not a weatherman, but I just think it's funny, all these percentages. So.
John Catino, the duly elected number one dad. Apparently, it's on his coffee mug, and he is also the director of the Delaware County Emergency Management Agency. I love the cup.
Yeah, Father's Day gift.
Did you have to run for that? Did you have to put placards in your yard
there
and whatever?
There were some requirements.
Was there voting? Was there a primary election? I'm glad that you're here, John. All right, first and foremost, Monday countdown is on to the total solar eclipse. As our listeners have heard, it's going to be right over our heads. Whether it's cloudy or sunny remains to be seen. Whether it rains or not remains to be seen, but it's going to happen no matter what, and you and your department has to prepare for every possible eventuality.
Absolutely. You know, our biggest thing, again, we talked about it before, Steve, is traffic, the unknown of traffic. We don't know how many people will be here and what it's going to be like on the road, so, yeah.
So how much planning has gone into this?
I mean, we may have started planning back in 2023. So I mean, it's been a few years in the making.
We're
so.
Talking to John Catino. He's the Delaware County EMA director. We've talked to Mr. Dyer over in Madison County, and all the other EMAs in the adjoining counties. Our listening area is vast, obviously. Everybody has differing amounts of personnel and people and apparatuses, and all of it has to be ready for what may or may not happen. So, at the Delaware County EMA in downtown Muncie, what happens and when on Monday?
So, Monday, April on the 8th, we'll have our what we call a policy group come in. So, it'll be our representatives from fire, EMS, police, Muncie Fire, Muncie EMS, Sheriff's Office, and we will all sit down in there and collect information that comes in from our trained spotters. They're actually turned our storm spotters from ham radio side to traffic spotters. We're going to have them throughout the county reporting back to the EOC any traffic congestion that we see or they see, and that's going to help us not only get that information out to the public, but also on the public safety side. Because if there's calls, which obviously we know are not going to stop just because there's a solar eclipse, it'll help those responders getting to that emergency. And we can say, hey, there's some traffic congestion in this area, you might want to reroute a different way to not prolong that. So.
And the Delaware County EMA deals with everything in Delaware County. It's not just city and county roads. Just the other day, you were texting me at 5 in the morning about Interstate 69, mm-hmm. and there was the situation ended up being a semi that tried to flip a UE or something and got sideswiped. And you were letting us know that the interstate, that part in Delaware County, was obviously in trouble. Is there construction right now anywhere in Delaware County? You're laughing. On the interstates, is there?
There's interstates. We have local traffic. You know,
that's not good.
Bridge north of Muncie towards Albany is going to be closed.
No,
so,
that's not good.
There's a lot of those. It's springtime, so those orange cones pop up everywhere. So.
I don't want to worry about it. I just got a great idea, and I didn't even talk to you about this off air, so I'm going to throw it at you. What if I was able to pull it off, if I did Delaware County today at 8 a.m. Monday at your place, is that considerable? Is that a possibility just to kind of see what's starting to ramp up? He's thinking about it. He's considering.
I think we could possibly.
Can I get into the building at that time? Do I need to
swipe
a key fob or something?
We could maybe work something out there.
Well, we'll talk about that. Wouldn't that be cool? I mean, it's the thing. It's been 819 years. I'm reasonably certain I won't be able to do that broadcast again.
Right, yeah. Yeah, you and me both.
We're hoping that everything turns out to be okay. We had the Indiana State Police on yesterday. I'm sure you heard that. Scott Keegan, the sergeant with a PIO job nearby, they're going to have all hands on deck kind of a situation, too. Now locally in Delaware County, you also have a genius on your staff and in your midst. His name is Kyle, and there is an even better way for the public and the media, myself included, to track a lot of real-time data. Tell us exactly how that's going to work.
Yeah, so he's created a dashboard. Now, the dashboard's getting used both by our ham radio operators who are going to be sending that information back to us, but there's also a public-facing side. So you can go onto our Facebook page, and there's a link there and the map link, so you can pull up the map anytime, preferably when you're not driving, stopped somewhere.
Number one dad there.
But you make sure that you pull that map up. You can see that. And you can also submit those traffic congestions you see yourself. It gives you a location and time, and you can take a photo. Again, not while driving, but you can submit that, and it comes right back to us in the EOC, so we actually see that as well. So, absolutely.
That'll be more eyes in the field is better.
Yep.
You mentioned it already. You're thankful for the ham operators. I mentioned in the opening that it's old school, trying to be ready just in case. If something happens to the cellular networks or something, which could happen because they can only handle so much cellular traffic, and if there's a gajillion of people trying to use their cell phones, calling, texting, and whatevering, that obviously might jack that up just a little bit.
Yeah.
But the hammies, they're going to be okay.
They're our go-to, absolutely. So, and, our guys are working conjunctively with Madison County, ham radio guys in Grant County. So, we're going to have both ends of Delaware County covered, traffic coming in, traffic going out. So it's a collective piece there.
Jeff Dyer is the guy in Madison County, your compatriot over yonder. He was on just yesterday on one of our other stations in Anderson, Madison County with Mitch Henk. We'll review that data and see what Mr. Dyer had to say for our listeners throughout East Central Indiana. But as far as Delaware County is concerned, anything else you wanted to talk about with respect to Eclipse Monday?
No, I mean, again, be prepared. Think ahead. There was a great article that we published out from a viewer that was a journalist who went saw 17 and wrote a great article about things that she just didn't think about, stopping to get fuel, having food, and things of that nature. So make sure that stuff's all done prior to Monday because you don't know what's going to happen that day.
All right. Last item before I let you go, I want to go to a different emergency, the one that happened a couple and a half weeks ago, that tornado that infected Selma and lots of parts of Delaware County and then off into Randolph County, too. We've talked since then on air and off air, John, but talk about the recovery efforts, the efforts of your people and staff, and anything else that you saw and you want to share with the community this morning.
Obviously, for an incident that took place in just a couple hours, the recovery process is the longest. Trying to bounce back from all that stuff. But, you know, we're working well with the state. They're actually here in Selma and I believe in Winchester. They called DLOC, Disaster Loan Outreach Centers. Yep. They have one set up at the Selma Legion for those residents affected. You can go in there and they will help you with trying to get loan assistance for repairs or whatnot. They'll be there for 2 weeks helping anybody and everyone. On the other side of it, for the government entity side, the public assistance, we've actually had some meetings and we're working on our paperwork to submit up to try and get some of that state disaster relief money back to those entities as well. So it's a long process, but we are moving forward with
John
it.
Catino, as you referenced the DLOC, the acronym there, we have all that information on our local news page. I think it was released by the state, I don't know, several days ago. Right. But if anybody needs the hours, the days that those places in Selma and in Winchester are open, to be visited by people affected by those tornadoes and storms. All of that is right there. There's an 800 number, too, if for some reason you can't get to one of those facilities in the hours that they're open. They can get you the information in that fashion, too. All right, I think I'm done if you're done.
Yeah, we're good. I think you need to get for Monday.
You need to continue preparing for the zombie apocalypse, you know, because that could happen, too. Emily's giving me a dirty look right now. You don't know. You don't know what's going to happen, but we're going to be ready as we can be.
And absolutely.
Honestly and seriously, I very much appreciate the efforts of people like you, John. When the activity gets worst, you and your folks get best, and just know that you are appreciated, whether it's a tornado or an eclipse or something in between.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Much more to come. Local news summary set to air bottom of hour, 8:30. And there's a lot to cover this morning. Good morning, Mama in Minnesota. Chicagoland is listening. Mike Rhodes is on the Alexa device, too. Apparently, his big honking speakers don't work. That's okay. Any way you listen, we appreciate it on WMUN.
Fraudulent tax returns due identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Their U.S.-based restoration specialists are dedicated to helping solve identity theft issues, and all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. Which means if you lose money because of identity theft, LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan. Help protect your information with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com and save up to 25% your first year with my name, Clay, as your promo code.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-529-2856. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 to 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you. Except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-529-2856. That's 800-529-2856 for $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with. Call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. 800-529-2856.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
FM, AM, and Alexa. Live daily and on demand at WMUNMuncie.com. Now back to Steve Lindell on Delaware County Today.
8:19, April the 4th, in downtown Muncie, the Power Hour will emanate from an on-location event today. Mark Forster will explain, and that is part of the Eye the Sky car contest, the Saturn Sky. Somebody could have a chance to win that on Saturday. They will have a chance to win it on Saturday, but you have to be a finalist first. So Mark, as I understand it, is going to do what I'm looking thinking is a pregame show. I think he's missing the state basketball tournament, and he wants to do a pregame show. So he's going to do the Power Hour 4 to 5 at this event on Walnut Street, downtown Muncie. He'll explain all that. If you need to know the where's and the when's of the final two sky stops, one today in Muncie, one tomorrow in Newcastle, look at our websites, the WMUN or the rest of the Woof Boom Radio Group, to find out what you need to know, and you do need to know it. 8:21 now. The silver alert still active. We told the family and the authorities we would continue broadcasting that information until they told us otherwise. This is for the missing 15-year-old Ella Saylor, 5'4", 230 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. Last seen on February 3rd at 11 p.m. If you have any information, please call the Muncie Police Department, 765-747-4838. That's 747-4838, or you can dial 911. Bottom of hour is when our local news summary will air. A lot of stories are making news in Muncie, Delaware County, Indiana, and the rest of your world. We have Fox News updates right before or around the top of the hour for the national and international news. Another update coming from them just before 9 a.m. But for now, let's get the lighter side of news. This is a snapshot of your day.
It's April 4th, and this is your Fox Deli Snapshot. Today is International Carrot Day. Started in 2003, it's really just a day to celebrate the root vegetable, and California grows the most in the United States, about 85%. Carrots are a good source of fiber and beta-carotene. Also on this day, 1975, Bill Gates and Paul Allen create Microsoft, originally named Microsoft for microprocessors and software. The company is now the world's largest software maker by revenue. At the age of just 31, Bill Gates would become the world's youngest billionaire. In 1969, heart surgeon Denton Cooley implants the first ever artificial heart. The patient survived for 65 hours, but then died while waiting for a human heart. Civil rights activist Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated in 1968, killed by segregationist James Earl Ray. And 12 nations signed the North Atlantic Treaty in 1949, also known as NATO. I'm CJ Papa. That's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
All right, on WMUN, lower profits led to spending cuts, which caused falling sales, creating a vicious circle. Vicious circle, the words of the day, WMUN word of the day calendar for my vacationing brother Christmas gift, Pat Lindell in Minnesota. It's really not word of the day calendar if it's two words. They do that once in a while. I think they run out of words at this company. But I digress. It's Thursday, April the 4th. Yesterday, by the way, when I was at Muncie on the Move breakfast, I forgot to use the word palmy. P-A-L-M-Y. Marked by prosperity, flourishing. Used in a sentence, on a whim, the executive chef quit and headed down south where he lives a palmy second life as owner of not one but three five-star restaurants. Try to use that one in a sentence today. Tonight's the night for the 5th Congressional District Forum. Now, again, we're using the word forum here. It's not a debate. It's intended to have access for you to all the candidates and everyone that met the deadline to be in the contest has been invited, and the Republican nominees that want the primary win on May the 7th, will be there and live on WMUN tonight, 6 to 8 p.m., as moderated by yours truly. Mom, you can listen to this. Just the same Alexa command and all that stuff from far, far away. 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time from the Anderson High School Auditorium. If you want to go, you sure can. Mom, it's a bit of a drive for you. That is North Parking Lot. And enter door number one. I've been there. It says number one above the door, so it's easy to find your way in to the Anderson High School. And then you walk straight into the building. There will be League of Women Voters helpers to get you into the auditorium. And again, we'll start promptly at 6 o'clock. Anchor of the broadcast on the radio will be our Brett Busby. In the Axia Command Center, Emily Guffey will make certain that our technology is working flawlessly. And Kevin will be in our other studio in Anderson-Madison County. WHBU Oldies 101 Radio News will also simulcast. There is also a video stream that will be available. I now have that link from Fox 59 and CBS 4. They will be there with a camera and our audio so that if you wish to watch but you can't be there, you could do it that way too. So a lot of ways to become an informed voter. That's what it's all about, and we hope that this is of value to you. Peter Killeen might have this in the local news summary after just a little bit, 5-6 minutes away. But Monday, Eclipse Day, is also the deadline to register to vote. But some county buildings might be closed or closed early because of the eclipse. So what happens next? He'll explain on WMUN. Next nugget here, nobody won the Powerball last night. Nobody had all the numbers in the, I don't know what the word is, the Excito Ball, whatever. So $1.23 billion will be the Saturday jackpot. If Emily hits it, she ain't going to be here Monday. I'm just saying. She won't even call or text. She just won't show. And that's okay. So anyway, Powerball.com has the information on all this stuff. They said that several people won $1 million. That's if you match a bunch of the numbers, but not the Powerball, the sixth or the eighth or the ninth, whatever. A couple in California, couple Massachusetts, Georgia, Maryland, New Jersey wins $1 million again, South Carolina and Washington. And again, the next drawing is Saturday night. Powerball is not a sponsor of WMUN, but they should be. Yes, they should. Stand by local news summary and more to come in a moment on WMUN.
I need two things for my breakfast, and Silk gives me both. I need to enjoy it, well, because meals are meant to be enjoyed, right? And I need it to fuel my morning. Silk has flavors, varieties, and recipes so anyone can make a breakfast they love. A smoothie, cereal, there are endless possibilities. My favorite, I like smoothies. I like salted peanut butter and snickerdoodle, if you hadn't noticed. And it's a good source of vitamins A, D, and E to help power you through your day. It's plant-based breakfast perfection. Learn more about Silk products at silk.com.
Lowe's knows pros need the right tools for every job. That's why we sell the largest in-store selection of Klein tools anywhere. Find new items like the self-leveling green laser level for just $159.98. Plus, shop the Connect pass-through socket set for $49.98, which you can only find at Lowe's. Shop Klein tools in-store and online today. Because Lowe's knows tools. Lowe's knows pros.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit. hims.com/joy.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code BLING to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code BLING for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BLING for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Want to hear more? Replays uploaded daily on WMUNMuncie.com. Now back to Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
8:30 on the button in our news summary in a moment. One of the lead items is volleyball, as reported by Coach Donan Cruz just seconds ago. Text to me, quoting, "Aloha, friend. Big match tonight, 7 p.m. versus Quincy. Then it's senior night at 5 p.m. on Saturday. Regular season championship on the line with a win this week." Unquote. That's Donan Cruz, coach of the Ball State men's volleyball team. Worthen Arena, tickets at the door for 7 o'clock tonight, April the 4th, and then 5 p.m. on Saturday, senior night. That's what they call when they have their last home game of the season for all the sports, so you can go in and wish those seniors best of luck in their future endeavors and also thank them for their career at Ball State University in this particular case. Thank you, Coach Cruz. Now our local news summary. These stories and more airing on all of our stations in East Central Indiana this morning and now on WMUN. Yesterday about this time, Jared Boomer was talking about I-69 southbound closed, and ISP Sergeant Scott Keegan had first word for us on WMUN News Radio.
Two semis. What we found out was one of the semis tried to make the crossover, do a U-turn on the interstate, and while he was doing that, he was T-boned by another semi. So again, we want to stress to people that you're not allowed to make U-turns on the interstate, and that's one of the reasons why, because people aren't trained to do that, like the police and emergency personnel. We had a box truck that was basically ripped open with prescription drugs, and it was scattered all across the interstate there.
He seemed to indicate no major injuries. Delphi murder suspect Richard Allen won't have his charges dismissed. Harrison Silcox has that.
The defense team for Allen was not able to prove that missing evidence in the case meant someone else committed the murders of Abigail Williams and Liberty German, ruled Special Judge Frankel Tuesday. Police interviews on DVR tapes from the case had been recorded over, and Judge Gold believed that all happened by mistake. So Allen still faces two charges of murder out of Carroll County. His trial starts May 13th. Harrison Silcox, Network Indiana.
Frank Scott Sr., how are you feeling about how this community is feeling about you?
Probably the same way I'm thinking about them. So many people that deserve this, I'm just glad to be a representative of it.
He was announced yesterday as the winner of the 2024 Al Rent Spirit of Muncie Award from the Greater Muncie Area Chamber of Commerce. If you've ever dreamed about getting your own Oscar Mayer Wiener whistle, you'll have a lot of chances this coming weekend.
Class attention. Forward march.
Oh, I'd love to be an Oscar Mayer Wiener.
The Oscar Mayer Wienermobile will be stopping by various stores in the Indianapolis area Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, including Meyer stores in Noblesville, Westfield, and Keystone. Mobile driver Angus Ann says you will want to get to an event early if you plan to get a Wiener Whistle souvenir. Sasha Nixon, Network Indiana.
Afternoon anchor Peter Colleen first told us yesterday about a pending bridge repair affecting heavy traffic between Madison and Delaware counties. That prompted Madison County to detour trucks to County Road 500 East, south to State Road 32, to access the interstate. But Madison County Engineer Jessica Baston told us,
I think the positive is that for most commuters, that won't be as big of an issue once they're able to get the temporary fix in place.
That bridge repair could take up to 2 years. Brett Busby, WMUN Radio News.
Nominations open this week for the 2024 Golden Hoosier Award for senior Hoosiers. And a lifetime service and commitment to their communities. To be eligible, the nominee needs to be an Indiana resident, 65 or older, and been a volunteer in the community for the past 3 years. Deadline for entering is July 14. What might happen on Monday on roads? ISP PIO Scott Keegan.
We're expecting what they're saying is the rule of six. So what usually takes you an hour to drive from place to place will now take you 6 hours because of the influx in traffic.
Totality is a little after 3 p.m. that day, and then most everyone might be leaving after that.
I'm Peter Colleen. Guilty but mentally ill, the plea from a Muncie man who police say fatally shot a stranger outside the Northside Walmart store. Star Press reporting, 33-year-old Tyler Abrams had been scheduled to stand trial this week in the 2022 slaying of 34-year-old Samuel Gillum of Eaton. The deadline to register to vote in Indiana's upcoming primary is the same day as the solar eclipse. Many county offices will be closed Monday in anticipation of that event. So that may extend the deadline for some voters. If a county office is closed on the deadline date, the in-person application deadline is extended to noon the following day, according to state law.
Learn a new skill and maybe have a job forever. WLBC reporter Brett Busby has that.
Anderson University is launching an online cybersecurity degree program beginning this fall. Provost Dr. Courtney Taylor is quoted as saying, as the demand for cybersecurity professionals in the Hoosier State continues to grow, students will receive a solid foundation in cybersecurity knowledge and benefit from the flexibility of online programming. Cybersecurity is an area of high demand globally and projected to grow 32% by 2032. Brett Busby, WLBC Radio News.
Yesterday, 1974, a tornado destroyed Monroe Central Junior Senior High School along with nearby homes and businesses and also killed a local woman there. Remember, the disaster outreach centers are now open in Selma and Winchester, connecting residents with options. Those impacted by the March 14 tornadoes in Delaware and Randolph counties. Residents in those counties still in need of assistance can also call 866-211-9966. A radio quadricast and video streaming from Indy TV Congressional District 5 Candidate Forum tonight. If you'd like to go, Anderson High School Auditorium, 6 to 8 p.m. Enter door number 1, park in the north lot. Listening on radio, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, and Alexa, play WMUN, plus 101.1 FM, 1240 AM, and Alexa, play WHBU. A motion to remove two charges of murder against Delphi suspect Richard Allen was denied Tuesday.
Missing evidence in the case is why Richard Allen's defense team wanted his charges dismissed. Police had previously recorded over some interviews and claimed it happened by accident. Special Judge Fran Gull said Tuesday she believed that to be true. She also said that Allen's defense could not prove that someone else committed the murders based on that missing evidence, so the motion to dismiss the two charges of murder was turned down. Allen's trial starts on the 13th of May. Harrison Silcox, Network Indiana.
I'm Peter Colleen. A 23-year-old Muncie man charged with drug dealing resulting in death. Austin Lee Hines charged in the death of 43-year-old Bradley Pajari, found unresponsive in a residence on the 9900 block of North State Road 3 in Muncie August 13th last year. Officials pronounced him dead at the scene. They determined that Hines sold Pajari the drugs that killed him. April 7th to the 13th, National Library Week, and Muncie Public Library will celebrate by offering solar eclipse viewing parties on Monday, April 8th at 3 library branches. The parties include refreshments, free solar viewing glasses while supplies last, and $1 eclipse souvenir library cards, proceeds going to support programs at MPL.
Brandy Reeder joins the Blackford County Arts Center as director. Saw this last week in the Star Press, saying Reeder's past experience includes serving as a Girl Scout leader, vice president of Heritage Days, and business manager of several historic properties. Guests of honor at yesterday's Muncie on the Move breakfast event, the Wapahani boys basketball team.
Extremely proud of our community and our basketball team and the way they pull together and just outstanding young men and families. I'm really proud.
That's Coach Matt Luce after finishing runner-up and raising the spirits of Selma and many more after all that tornado damage. And that's our morning news summary every day, part of Delaware County Today from 8 to 9 a.m. on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. News talk, sports talk, community talk, and a pregame show today for the Power Hour on location for a big Eye the Sky car contest sign up. Mark Forrester will tell you all about it when he's there on location and where there is 4 to 5 this afternoon. Coming in a moment, people around here probably remember the name Sage Steele. She was an IU grad and an ESPN TV anchor for some time, who has certainly been in the news since that moment. Well, she said something recently that Howie got a hold of, and you might be surprised at what she had to share. And how much are hotels going for around here on the eclipse weekend? That next, WMUN.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're David and Greg Figueroa,
founders of Melinda's Hot Sauce.
If we were a big corporate brand, we might hire
a voice actor.
But we're not, so we'll just tell you about our 41
unique flavors of Kraft Hot Sauce.
Dude, we can talk about the way we balance heat with
the fresh flavor of real ingredients.
Wow, nice.
Set your mouth on flavor with Melinda's Hot Sauces. Find them at your local retailer or online at melindas.com. That's MELINDAS.com.
Hello, my name is Stephen Brand, and I'm running to be your next full-time Republican County Commissioner. One of my core values is cooperation. I believe we can do more together than apart. All too often, there is friction between the county and city. I want us to work together. This does not mean Unigov, which I am against. My goal is to involve the community, churches, and citizens when making decisions. My door will always be open. Healthy partnerships are the key to good decisions being made for Delaware County. Let's work together to make our home a better place for our children and grandchildren.
Paid for by the committee to elect Stephen Brand.
Spring into some extra hot fun after breakfast, afternoon, or my favorite, after dark.
After dark.
There's never been a bad time to spice things up, and with After Dark's huge selection, they make it easy even for the shyest shoppers. Throwing a bachelor or bachelorette party this spring? Make it one they'll never forget with the help from
After Dark.
Shop the largest selection of adult novelties, lingerie, party favors, and all the other spicy items that'll be sure to tingle you to the bone. Is it movie night with your special someone? If so, shop After Dark's massive selection of buy one, get one free DVDs. After Dark has three locations to keep the fun going wherever you're at. Mounds Road in Anderson, on Johnson and Marion, and on Kilgore in Muncie. Have fun when the lights go out with the help from After Dark.
After Dark.
Save big money on everything for your roofing project. Now at Menards. Atlas shingles are durable and feature a limited lifetime warranty and up to 130 mile per hour wind rating. Choose from 20 styles in stock, ready to take home today. Check out Menards' options of Atlas shingles in store or online at menards.com. Plus, view the weekly flyer for many more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Live weekdays from 8 to 9 a.m. with replays later, this is the Daily Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
People are talking about the eclipse Monday. Hotel rooms in Muncie, according to the Lafayette Journal and Courier, would cost you $65 to $85 a night on a normal night. You're paying $335 to $400 this eclipse weekend. Got to make the money. And there's bigger numbers than that floating around at some other hotels in bigger cities nearby, not that far from here. And, I mean, the Airbnbs and all the other places that you could possibly stay. There's also camping opportunities. The Prairie Creek Reservoir, by the way, in case you're thinking about, hey, maybe I'll go. Nope, there's no room, according to Muncie Mayor Dan Ridenour last time he was in here. I think all the spots are full out there as far as the campground area, and those are spots that are filled up for kind of the seasonal nature. And they're going to have some fun at Prairie Creek, by the way. Have you heard about this yet? On Eclipse Day, they're going to have a zip line. They're going to have bounce houses and food trucks and even some live music. It's all at the Prairie Creek Reservoir. Pretty cool stuff. Our Jared Boomer is going to be there live for one of our stations from 1 to 3 p.m. And then shortly after 3, he'll hunker down and watch what's happening. Totality hits at about 3.08 p.m. That afternoon. And then we'll see what happens as far as getting out of there. A lot of people might hang out, though, you know, maybe take off Tuesday morning or whatever. Now, next item here. For those that aren't aware, the name Sage Steele is an IU Bloomington grad and was an acclaimed sports broadcaster, anchor person for ESPN. Since she left the network, I don't remember the exact story of leaving that network, but there were a lot of stories and things happening about that. She has felt, I think, a little more free to talk about certain things over time, and apparently recently had something to say that Howie heard about, and he reports on that now.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
Former ESPN host Sage Steele has made a stunning admission about her interview 3 years ago with President Biden. She said it was scripted by the network's top executives, telling Fox News Digital, "I was told you will say every word that we write out. You will not deviate from the script. Every single question was scripted, gone over dozens of times by many editors and executives. I was told not to deviate. This is how you will ask. This is how you will say it. No follow-ups. No follow-ups." Now, Steele, who left the network in litigation with ESPN, said she believed but didn't have any proof that President Biden had the questions in advance and therefore knew what he's going to say. This had to do with Major League Sports during the time of COVID. But what an embarrassment. And after all, this is the same president that passed up a Super Bowl interview this year because he didn't want to take any chances. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
Full disclosure, as Howie alluded to, there has been litigation with the Sage Steele departure from ESPN since that date some time ago. And I believe that part of it, that she would feel free to talk about certain things now this far after the fact, is because there has been an allowance that makes it okay for her to bring it up now, whatever it is, as opposed to the immediacy of after the departure. I think that's kind of how it works. Or has worked in that case. 8:47, Steve Lindell getting ready for tonight's big candidate forum. Again, 6 to 8 p.m. live on WMUN News Radio, FM AM free stream, and the Alexa command. Play WMUN 6 to 8 p.m. for all the Republican candidates for the 5th Congressional District. That will be 11 of them, if my math is correct, on stage tonight at the Anderson High School Auditorium. Next item here, there might be another food concern.
This is House Call for Health. The FDA is investigating the spread of bird flu to cows. The agency says dairy cows in Texas, Kansas, and Michigan have come down with what the agency is calling a highly contagious and often deadly strain of the illness. Bird flu was detected in unpasteurized milk samples and swabs from dairy herds in the three states. Dairy cow herds in New Mexico and Idaho are also being tested. The FDA says dairies can't send milk from impacted animals, so it's being diverted or destroyed so as not to enter the human food supply. Though federal authorities say there's no concern about the safety of the country's milk supply because pasteurization is required for any milk that enters interstate commerce. Pasteurization is the process that heats milk to a specific temperature for a certain amount of time. It kills harmful bacteria that can lead to diseases. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Yesterday morning, I learned a lot when I was at the Muncie on the Move breakfast event. Always do. It's a great event to attend. Next one coming in June. By the way, the June one's going to be on a Tuesday. not the typical Wednesday. So June 4, I don't know, the first Tuesday in June, whatever that is, put a placeholder in your calendar. Anyway, one of the things I learned was there is a National Civics Bee coming up April 9th at 6:30 p.m. And I believe that's at the Horizon Convention Center. We'll see Dealer for details on that. Probably do a news story between now and then. Next item on WMUN Today, watching these resignations in Congress and how that could impact the numbers game.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. Control of the House of Representatives has never flipped in the middle of a Congress, but experts won't rule that out now as the already meager GOP majority shrivels after the resignation of former Colorado Representative Ken Buck and the pending departure of GOP Wisconsin Representative Mike Gallagher. Control of the House has never changed in the middle of a Congress, but congressional experts believe that scenario could be in play now as more and more Republicans get fed up with how things are going on Capitol Hill. A big payday in the private sector could lure other Republicans to quit. The Senate has changed control a couple of times in the middle of a Congress, most notably in 2001. It was a 50-50 Senate, but under a power-sharing arrangement between the parties, Republicans began the Congress in control. That's thanks to former Vice President Dick Cheney having the tie-breaking vote as president of the Senate. But then, late independent Senator Jim Jeffords of Vermont dropped his association with the GOP. Jeffords announced he'd caucus with the Democrats. Suddenly, the Democrats had a 51-49 majority for the rest of the Congress. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
WMUN and the Hometown Hero of the Month. It's a grant application process that 501c3s, not-for-profits, groups, clubs, organizations can all ask for. And then through a voting process with a committee on our staff, the selections are made. Well, the selections were just made recently for the next 12-month period, and we've expanded the program, too, to involve also two more of our radio stations and entitled that effort Unity in the Community. That effort is on Work FM and Max, are two of our stations in the Wolf Boom Radio Group. And the Hometown Heroes will air continuously on WMUN and WLBC. The next award winners announced, and the next award is, well, for this month, First Choice for Women is the April award winner, and, well, we'll release all the others as we have a little more time to allow us to do that on all of our radio stations. Thank you for all the applications. A record number of requests did come in. We're very happy and honored that you would value our help at WMUN and Wolf Boom Radio. Next item, happy birthday to NATO.
Military matters.
An alliance between free nations, not an instrument of aggression. The Atlantic Pact. Eight nations agree.
75 years ago today, the North Atlantic Treaty Alliance was formed in the wake of World War II, a loose military alliance to counter the rise of the Soviet Union under Joseph Stalin. Harry Truman was president at the time. His Secretary of State, Dean Acheson, explained the importance of the NATO alliance.
We have learned our history lesson from two world wars in less than half a century. That experience has taught us that the control of Europe by a single, aggressive, unfriendly power would constitute an intolerable threat to the national security of the United States.
NATO's newest members, Finland and Sweden, bring the alliance to 32 members, including 15 from the former Soviet bloc. Those Eastern European allies have warned repeatedly about Russia's authoritarian return. For Military Matters at the Pentagon, Jennifer Griffin, Fox News.
WMUN News Nugget, the Delaware County Housing Summit will be tomorrow, 9 a.m. That's on April 5, 9 a.m. And confirming now, the June Muncie on the Move will be June 4 at the regular spot there at the Horizon Center.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
School bus driver from New Orleans makes the Dean's List for her quick thinking and bravery. Kia Rusev still had several stops on her morning rounds. At around 7 a.m. one morning, Kia realized her vehicle was losing power and there was smoke coming from under the bus. As soon as she realized something was very wrong, she pulled over and started getting all of the kids off the bus. Once everyone was safe and away from the vehicle, she got back on the bus to make sure everyone was accounted for. After turning off the engine, Kia stepped off the bus and in a matter of seconds, seconds, it exploded into flames. In a statement released by the school district, they called Kia a hero and, quote, reminds us of the crucial role bus drivers play in our lives, often going unnoticed until a moment of crisis thrusts them into the spotlight. Thank you, Kia, for your bravery and your service to the community. Janice Dean, Fox News.
One news item from earlier this week, there was a meeting that should have been streamed. Technology blowed up, my words, not theirs. So they were not able to either record it or stream it. They apologize for the inconvenience. That was City Council, I think, earlier this week, and they are working to make sure that doesn't happen again. And I believe that. I'm Steve Lindell. And I'm glad to be with you this morning. Talk to you tonight at the Candidate Forum live here on WMUN. Our Axia Command Center will be in charge. Emily Guffey, as she is right now, will be back tonight and tomorrow morning. Thanks for listening to the new WMUN.